Lunch with Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Now, the safe and affordable transportation of pupils to and from school continues to be a major concern for many parents in Cape Town. And just about a fortnight ago, as I came back on the air after the holidays, I received a message from listener Miles asking or saying the following. Is there a number I can call to notify traffic authorities about overloading of cars with school children to hide the amount of children in the car? The windows are even tinted super dark. Miles, we wanted to find an answer for you, because you're not the only person sending up red flags about scholar transport. Somebody else sent us a picture of high school pupils clutching the back of a bucky, hitching a ride home. We've had a couple such calls from people saying, I don't think this operator I've witnessed at my school is legally permitted. They can't be, given how they're behaving. So we're going to try and get some answers for you. And delighted to have on the line with me Sipisihle Dube, who is a spokesperson for the Provincial MEC for Transport and Public Works, Donald Grant. Sipisihle, first time I've spoken to you in the new year. Happy 2019 to you, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, and happy 2019 to you and your listeners.
Let's start with Miles's question. What do you do? Who do you call if you see something that you know is obviously wrong?
Well, you definitely have to report it to traffic authorities. We have a provincial traffic radio control center, and the number is 021-812-4581 that people can call to report such things, particularly around scholar transport. And also there's other traffic law enforcement numbers in the city of Cape Town as well that you can contact. And those authorities will be notified and they can be able to respond.
So it's 021-812-4581. Okay. Mm-hmm. Look, I think in many cases, parents, look, we know it's an issue for many parents. It's an issue of affordability. It's an issue of simply finding a provider that is working on the route that they need them to. Obviously, we would all like to think that every parent would do the due diligence to make sure that the supplier that they're using is properly vetted and registered. What should parents be doing to check that? What sort of questions should they be asking? What sort of documentation should they be asking to see before they put their kids in that vehicle?
So as you said, like, this is a very serious issue, and this is a subject of various operations that both the city and the province do around the clock when school is in session. But the important thing, and again, unfortunately, these are privately contracted individuals that are transporting children, so parents are entering into these agreements with these contractors. There are three main things that parents should be looking for, or at least insisting that an operator or a driver has. Firstly, it's a valid driver's license. It does not go without saying. We've found lots of drivers that are transporting children without driver's licenses, let alone even learner's licenses. So they're definitely a valid driver's license. Secondly, a professional driver's permit, a PDP, which is an important thing that they should have if they're going to be conveying anyone for any monetary gain, including children. And then thirdly, a roadworthy certificate for their vehicle. And again, so a lot of people can see a vehicle and think that it might not look roadworthy, but it might actually have a valid certificate, which makes it roadworthy. So superficial things might not lead to a vehicle being roadworthy, but every vehicle should have a valid roadworthy certificate. So those are the three main things that parents should be insisting on before they let their children get into any vehicle.
Okay, so if the driver can't produce those three things, the answer should be, sorry, you're not taking my kids. But then that still leaves the parents going, how do I get my child to school? Is there any kind of provincial service that they can turn to and investigate instead?
So in terms of transporting their children?
Yes.
So scholar transport that must be provided for by the government and is provided for by the Western Cape Education Department is for children that are traveling in excess of 7 kilometers. So the nearest school to them must be in excess of 7 kilometers or beyond. We know that we live in a situation where a lot of children are traveling even longer distances to schools of their choice or schools that they deem to be more appropriate for them. But if there's a school in the vicinity of 7 kilometers of where you live, then there is no justification for scholar transport operations to happen in those areas. So we do have programs like that. At least the Western Cape Education Department does have programs like that for rural schools where children travel long distances in excess of 7 kilometers. So that is the law as it stands, unfortunately.
Okay.
So in most instances, as I said, we do know that there are lots of children that travel longer distances to schools of their choice, which are for whatever reasons. And it's important that the parents realize that there is an onus and responsibility that they must play in doing so. On our side, we do work with schools across the metro in particular to find out where problems are. So that's what guides all these scholar transport operations. So schools will report to enforcement authorities as well as parents that they've seen some issues in a particular area, and that is where the resources will go to, and that is where we will find these drivers and arrest them if they are transporting children in a way that is not appropriate. And then we hope that later that that method will reach the parents if they were not aware that the children are being transported in a way that is not appropriate. But unfortunately, there are some instances where parents are forced to have their children travel long distances, and it's important that they do what is necessary to make sure that their children are safe.
One last question. In terms of the kind of vehicle that can be used to transport children, can we just clarify the status? Particularly, we hear people asking a lot about children on the back of a bucky. Is there any kind of vehicle which is an absolute no-no for scholar transport?
Well, normal low-riding sedans for excessive numbers, but the law does allow for the, so there isn't anything specifically related to scholar transport, but just the conveyance of people for reward. And there is an allowance in the law for buckies per se with a canopy, with an affixed canopy, and if it's enclosed, that it must have appropriate seating, so it must have benches, and the canopy must be of a particular height. So there are those requirements, or rather those regulations, that are allowed by law. But it must have a canopy. So it's certainly a no-no is an open bucky, where children are just in the back of the bucky open. That is a definite no-no. It must definitely have a canopy. And various other like small sedan vehicles that we've seen transporting children are a definite no-no that people must look out for and must report if that's what they see happening.
Sipisihle Dube, thank you so much for that input. Speaking there on behalf of MEC, Donald Grant, the number again to report if you do see something that worries you is 021 812 4581.